재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵
네 여러분 알아서 손해볼 거 없습니다 몰라도 되지만 알아두면 언젠간 쓸모있는
Yep, one dose is enough This is your daily vitamin 예스, yes, of course, our daily vitamin, now followed by yesterday. We already mentioned about, you know, Gangwon-do and the fires that have been going on there and everything. And I think sure. it's really important that we continue to talk about forest fires for today as well, because it's, you know, it's kind of an important time to know information for if you're dealing with this, right?
네, 맞습니다. Yeah. 이런 산불이 다시는 일어나지 말아야겠죠. Yeah. 근데 사실 언제, 어디서 발생할지 아무도 몰라요. Right. 진짜 강원도 산불도 아무도 이상한 사람이 없었으니까 You never know when it's gonna you start a fire. 그 원인 아무도 모르고 yeah. 어떻게 시작했는지 아무도 모르고 mm-hmm. 진짜 전혀 예상할 수 없어요.
Yeah, I mean surprises happen every day. We've been seeing in the news a lot of things lately that are just shocking and so we never know when something could, you know, surprisingly happen to us. So it's good to, you know, be preventative instead of trying to be
그렇죠.
reactive.
Yes. Yeah, so we always say prevention is better than cure.
So much better, right? Go ahead and be prepared. And so we're going to talk a bit about some of the important actions that you may need to take when there's a fire.
네, yeah. 여러분 우선 이제 화재 시 집에서 대피 방법부터 알려드리겠습니다. 예, 국민재난안전포털에 의하면은 You first need to make sure all the gas and electricity is off except for the tap water.
Wow, so every utility is off except yes. for the water. Okay, because doing that actually is going to help you slow down the process of the fire spreading. So you kind of, you know, I guess starve the fire, we
맞습니다.
Say. Yeah, so it's a good thing.
그렇죠, 여러분. 그리고 불이 붙을 만한 물건 예를 들어 뭐 커튼 같은 물건은 mm-hmm. 무조건 지워야 합니다. And make sure you close all the windows.
Right.
창문을 다 닫아야 이제 화재 번지는 게 늦게 지거든요. So it's really, really important that you keep your windows closed too.
Another thing to suffocate the fire. That's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Trying to help it die down. That's what you want to do.
Because when you open the windows, you know.
More breathing.
More breathing.
Give it oxygen.
You give it oxygen. Right. It really gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-mm-mm. So, I mean, if there's a fire in your house already, you really have no time for any of this. It's one of those things it's kind of... You know, you're at the last moment. You just need to get out.
맞아요.
So really what you need to do is run. You got to get out of there. And so if the fire occurs from the first floor, make sure you get to the rooftop as quickly as possible and try to ask for rescue. You got to get
그렇죠.
to the top. Yeah.
이게 굉장히 중요해요. 왜냐하면 사람들이 보통 이런 거 있는데 다 집중 안 하잖아요.
Yeah, right.
그래서 어떤 화재가 일어났을 때는 정신없어가지고 뭘 해야 될지
yeah,
모르고 자기 그렇죠 수명 이제 잃는 사람이 있거든요
yeah.
여러분 이거를 꼭 들으셔야 됩니다
yeah.
그리고 피난용 엘리베이터 외에는 엘리베이터를 절대 no. 탑승하면 안 됩니다
Right, do not
그렇죠.
Do not.
Yeah. not, please.
Oh, you wouldn't 그렇죠. know. I remember being in one in the States and we were in university and people went to the elevator. I'm like, what are you doing? Go to the stairs.
그렇죠.
And in the moment, like you said, we lose our mind a little bit. We're
맞아.
A little out of it and we just run to any way we can to get out of there. So
맞습니다.
Make sure you try to get down
네,
the stairs.
그리고 자동차에서 이제 화재가 발생했을 때도 대피 유령이 있습니다.
Yeah, so this is interesting actually, especially when there's a car fire, right? But also when you're in the house, make sure you stay away from windows, lower your body as much as possible towards the ground as much as you can. Get
그렇죠.
low, right?
일단 자동차에서 화재가 났을 때는 모든 이제 비상 깜빡을
네.
무조건 켜야 됩니다. 그리고 공기 내부 순환 모드를 켜야 한다고 합니다.
Well, this is funny. When we were kids in elementary school, we would do these fire drills in an
그렇죠.
actual smoking building. And it wasn't, you know, real smoke or anything, but it was just kind of like this fake, like, candy smoke they would have.
네.
And we would have to get down, and they say, where's your towel? And we'd be like, what towel? And they're like, you got to get a wet towel. And
그렇죠.
like, oh, so
cover
lower your,
nose.
Yeah, you got to cover up. Try to cover up. Help yourself be able to breathe. So lower your body, wet towels,
그리고,
right?
그렇죠. 이게 제가 주말에 이제 배우게 됐는데,
아, okay.
이런 화재 대피 방법들이 네. 다 가르쳐주는 센터 있대요.
Oh, okay.
그래서 거기를 이제 신청하고 가면은 다 알려줘요.
Oh, that's
they,
good.
Yeah, they create situations for
so
you. To learn.
Be in the scenario.
그래서, 그렇지, 그런 거를 맞아요. 우리 이따가 찾아서 그런 좋은 정보를 공개할 테니까 여러분
really
한
good.
번이라도 가서 이런 교육 받아보는 게 또 yeah. 나쁘지 않을 것 같습니다.
That's good stuff, man. This is
That's
good.
right. And you, like you mentioned, you know, when there's a fire low. Like this, you need to get low and of course get a wet towel or mm-hmm. clothes if you can to prevent the fire just getting on your body.
I tell you, man. And it's good to be reminded of this. I know people are like, I know, but... it's good to be reminded, because when the moment comes, you know, we do kind of get out of our mind a bit. And so it's good just to be reminded, just in case. Oh, I think I heard on Men on Air before. They said 그렇죠. Something about the wet towel and getting down. It, hopefully it'll help you in that situation.
굉장히 중요합니다. 왜냐하면 우리 보통 비행기 타도 네. 그 승무원들께서 항상 이제 그 교육을
time,
이제 해주잖아요.
Safety procedures.
웬만한 yeah. 사람들은 안 봐요 그거.
Yeah.
아이고 또 지른다 지른다 하는데 안 보다가 안 좋은 일이 발생했을 때
right.
당황해가지고 어떻게 해야 될지 잘 모르고 이제 안 좋은 일이 생긴 거 굉장히 많습니다. 그래서 여러분 이런 교육이나 이런 좋은 정보를 꼭 yeah. 이제 잘 들으셔야 합니다.
Isn't that interesting?
Very, very important.
We got to keep these things in mind. Safety is so important. And even though we think, those are those safety procedures that I don't need, it's probably not going to happen to me, it's good to know just in case.
That's
so
right.
do keep these in mind. And of course, also make sure you have your radio on or some application with radio so that you can stay updated by the news. There's a fire in your car, of course, and you're in a long tunnel. It can be really, really dangerous. So make sure you leave your car parked and try to get to the side and get off as fast as you can. And make sure you call 119, okay? 911, no, not in America, in Korea here, 119, okay?
그렇죠. 가나는 이제 192.
Oh, really?
네, 네, 192. Yeah, oh, fire service.
Interesting.
그렇죠. 그리고 터널에서 화재 나면은 정말 위험합니다.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because in a tunnel, you don't have anywhere to escape.
Yeah, where
그렇죠.
do you go?
이제 시야도 잘 안 보이니까 터널에 있을 때는 화재 시 갓길에 차량 주차 한후 119 이제 소방대원들 신속하게 구조활동 및 화재 진압을 활동할 수 있도록 이제 차 키를 꽂아두고 차에서 내리는 것이 아주 큰 도움이가 된다고 합니다.
Oh, wow. Now this is good information today. We did get a message quickly from 7873. Hi, Moa. It's a cloudy day. Oh, feeling a little down.
아이고.
Yeah, I had a cold. I've had a cold for a long time. You. Oh, that's why I was taking a nap a few minutes ago.
아이고.
But I woke up to listen to the Moa. Thank you for listening. And thank you for my vitamins, Moa.
아,
oh, thank you.
역시.
Hope you're feeling better
맞습니다.
soon.
화이팅 하세요, 7873님. Sending you all the vitamins that you need to shake off this cold.
Absolutely.
Shake it off.
So please keep these in mind. I mean, safety is most important. We see these fires going on. Spring
맞아.
is here. It's dry season as well. And so it's possible that these kind of things can happen. So be aware. Mm.
맞습니다.
All right. Well, that's our vitamin for today. Let's take a song break, man. What we got out?
We have Yuna with Escape.
Oh, my.
I can feel the sunlight.